Howdy, y'all. This is staff reporter Hayden Oliver Crowell on the Charter Online newspaper from Carroll High School. I am interviewing Emma Wigington on this episode of Passing Time. Who are you?
I'm Emma Wigington.
Okay, so what do you enjoy doing?
So in my free time, I play basketball for Carroll, but I also intern at Fort Raymond Pet Hospital, which I plan to be a veterinarian, so yeah.
Can you tell me more about the pet hospital?
Yeah, so it's actually really cool. I didn't know much about the internship until like June, and when I found out about it, I was like, oh, this would be really cool, because like I'd always kind of wanted to be a veterinarian, but I was like, that's a lot of schooling, and with a lot of schooling, you get a lot of student debt, so I was like a little bit hesitant about that. So I was like, I'll just give it a try and see like if it's worth it, you know? And so, you know, on the first day I was like already like doing stuff with them, and it was like such like a good hands-on experience that I realized like, yeah, like this is worth it. Like I do want to go to school for this. So I'm really thankful for it, because if I hadn't tried it out, then I wouldn't have known.
Yeah, that's awesome. So in general, what is your favorite thing to do?
In general, well, I love to work out. I think that's like one of like my favorite pastimes. I love to be busy, so I try to keep myself busy in any way possible. I've been trying to get like into reading, but I was really good about it in the summer, and then when the school year came around, I was not so good at it. So I'm trying to be consistent with it, but yeah, I read a book over the summer and it was really good. It was called The Housemaid, and now I'm trying to read a Colleen Hoover book, which is super popular. So anyone who watches this definitely knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have three dogs, so they keep me busy too, and I have a cat.
What are your dogs' names?
Okay, so they're all golden retrievers. Teddy is 12, Charlie's 1, and then Buddy is 6 months.
Who's your favorite?
Teddy. Teddy's my favorite for sure. So I got him when I was 6, so he's definitely my favorite.
That's awesome. Okay, so if you had 20 minutes to booby trap your house to prepare for a Home Alone style invasion, what would you do?
What would I do? Okay, so I would definitely go and get my little brother's Nerf guns. I gotta get stocked up on them. Some of those bullets actually really hurt.
Like the mega ones?
Yes! He will, like, sneak attack me sometimes, and it actually hurts. And they're not, like, the rubber ones anymore. Like, they're, like, pelts. So, I would definitely grab some of those. He was pretty much a genius when he booby-trapped his whole house. Like, he did that so fast, like, this kid's really smart.
Yeah, he cooked.
Yeah, he did. He did. I mean, I really like the glue and feathers. I think that one's a classic.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have enough time to do, like, the iron. Mm-hmm. I think that one was, like, a really good idea, but I would not have thought of that. Mm-hmm. Legos, that's always one that hurts. So I really think that I would just put together something on the fly.
Yeah, you throw something together real quick.
Yeah.
Okay. So how does the female basketball team compare to last year's teams?
So we definitely did lose two of our best players and best leaders, Kayla Gibbs and Taylor Fordyce. So it'll definitely be an adjustment to kind of fill those shoes, especially because they were both four-year varsity players. I think that in general, though, like, the talent that we have is so versatile this year. You know, we have people who are shooters. Jersey Paul's a great shooter. We have people who are big and can get rebounds. Lily George is a great post player. You know, we kind of have a little bit of everything, which I think is going to work to our advantage a lot. Mm-hmm. I think that this year it'll definitely be kind of like we have to work and get, like, the chemistry built and stuff like that, because we do have a young team. So I think that it will definitely take a little bit of time for us to all kind of be on the same page, but there's definitely no doubt about the talent that we have. So I think that it'll be very, very cool to see how it all kind of comes together.
Awesome. Okay. So what's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal has to be a dog. I know that's basic, but You know, my whole life I've had a dog in the house, so it's got to be dog.
Okay, I get that. What's your favorite person on the basketball team?
Favorite person on the basketball team? this is like a personal attack. No, my favorite person is definitely... Okay, I would say... am I even allowed to say this? Is that even a thing? Okay, I really like all of them. Like, I really have no issue with any of them. I think that I probably talk most with Jaden Fuller. I think I talk most with her. But I wouldn't say I really have a favorite.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty, like, we're all pretty close.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for being a guest on the podcast. This was Hayden Crowell and Emma Wigington on this episode of Charger Online Podcast.